you just said.
She heard you.
No, she didn't.
No,
screw it.
I can only do so much.
It's almost Friday.
And we all know what that means.
It's almost Friday. You know what? Hey, you know what would be a good idea?
What?
Seriously?
What?
It's time for the absence show. We seriously all need to do the absence show. What do you say, Buzz?
I would never object to an absence show.
No, look, I've had, really, in the last week, I've had four or five people specifically ask me.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right.
But this time you participate.
I don't feel like it today, I'll tell you.
I know you don't feel like it today. Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I oh, God, you just screw up my whole friggin' night.
No, it's not. No, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than you thought.
I'm going to go home. She's still going to be mad. Like, oh, I can't
believe
you did
this.
It's going to be fine. I didn't do anything. I made a dumb joke. You say anything you want about me, Frida. Go ahead. A big load. I'm a big load.
I think it's...
Are you a big load, boy? Yes, you are. Give me a boy.
I think it's going to be better than you think. I really do. Just as an observer.
Well, then how about...
I think you're going to be okay here.
How about we
you got a bitchin' set of tools.
How about we do like in the movie Face Off?
Mm-hmm.
How about after the show, we go have the surgery, and you become me, and I become you, and you go home as me?
I don't think that would work.
Why?
Because I'm not able to get through the situations that I'm telling you to get through.
Yeah.
I don't do that well.
Hello.
You don't hear it on the air, but you might know by my track record. When I get into discussions like that, you know how they're talking on Capitol Hill about going nuclear?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I was watching the Britney show last night.
Hi, baby.
And did you notice that she was wearing the tank top with no bra, and her breasts are kind of droopy? Did you notice that?
Yes, I did. And I'd like to point out my wife's breasts are not droopy at all.
No.
Well, your wife...
No, they're not. See, this is the only thing I can do.
Well, your wife is a damn sight thinner and in better condition than Britney Spears is.
What?
Your wife is being sensitive, and she... should just kind of realize you're just joking.
Oh, no, that's not going to help.
No, thank you, honey. You know what? I don't think I need any calls about this.
No, that's not going to help the situation.
No.
And I'm trying to be helpful today. I wasn't yesterday, but I'm trying. I've learned from my errors yesterday. I'll be honest. You know what I was doing yesterday?
What?
I was sitting over here and just quietly amused. Today, I'm trying to be much more proactive and much more of a helper. I really am. But remember one thing.
But
when it comes to track records on this particular subject,
right?
You know, I'm one ahead of you. And frankly, really, the way I look at it, I'm two ahead of you. I've had two marriages go, you know, and I don't know why. So, I mean, I'm not the best guy to get the... When I'm saying, you know, seriously, when I'm saying to you, hey, this is a nothing, it'll blow over, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. All I know is she's really pissed. And for a change, I'm really pissed, and I'm not going to just say, oh, I'm sorry. It was a joke. It was a joke on a radio show. Go to our website, look at her picture. She's a handsome woman.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm comparing her to Britney Spears? You're crazy. I'm talking to you, Freddy. You're crazy. Now let's hear Britney and Kevin.
Let's hear.
Because he's just so great because he's so stupid.
He is, and it's nice to finally hear him speak. And I think we've all hated him by just looking at him.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And now we can hate him by listening to him.
Everybody's calling now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dad, I'm sorry about what just happened.
That's all right.
Two things real quick. What you really need is a beautiful vacation up in Rochester, New York. Also, the weather's beautiful, and I just washed my sheets last weekend and put them outside to dry.
Oh, so they have that outside Rochester smell.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how's it going tonight?
Okay, my friend.
The problem, you know why this fight happened?
Why?
Because of the first caller.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, that's Joe Arden.
Joe.
But Joe's
Thank
having
you, Joe.
A horrible day, so we can't pick on Joe too much.
No. Well, now, my day's almost as horrible as Joe's. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Can I have the car?
Oh, what, her new car?
Yeah.
You people are funny.
They are.
You're funny.
Huh? And, you know, it seems like they get funnier every day.
Yeah.
Really, true. they just grow with the show.
You're funny. That's funny. You ever heard this? Walk a mile in my shoes. That's a funny joke.
He'd rather drive.
I didn't say that.
You know, one thing that worries me, though.
What's that?
It always seems like when this happens that, you'd come home and maybe Buzz would have something go down at his house and Rob would have something at his house. And
yeah.
I've got a girlfriend, and I always think that maybe all this kind of has to do with the tides and the moon and stuff like that, and maybe it all happens at once. And when I hear you guys have a moment like that, even though it's on the air and it's in the daytime, you're just getting yours out of the way earlier, and we're all going to maybe have ours at different times. I'm going to be on kind of pins and needles.
But here's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's not over for me. Because it's got to be, first of all, it's going to continue during the commercials. Because I know me.
But
I'm going to call her during the commercials.
Watch your voice.
My voice has never been better.
I know, but it's not healthy what you do when you scream like that.
Remember the chi.
The chi.
Right.
Oh, the chi.
Needles Friday.
The freaking chi.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need a needle? I need a needle. I'm thinking about killing myself.
Oh, you're not thinking about going to the horse, are you?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Oh, no, not heroin. No, not again.
Not in Mike's show. I'm going to OD. That'll show her. And give me a big ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Like Mama Cass.
Sure. A shot of heroin and a ham sandwich to go.
Because then there will be no doubt that I am a big fat load, just like Kevin Federline.
Be pretty legendary, though, if you went out that way.
Put that on my tombstone. He reminded me of Kevin Federline. Hello?
Hey, I've got your solution.
Yes.
Just get another car.
Here's another car joke.
You're a little late to the party on it, sir.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mr. O'Meara, Mr. Geronimo.
Right.
Love the show, boys.
Dude.
But, thanks. Donnie, you're representing men everywhere. Step up to the plate.
Oh, shut up, ass. Listen, if you had half the guts with your wife, please.
I get beat up all the time. Don't feed into this.
Easy. This is a guy. Let me explain to you this guy.
Okay.
This guy doesn't step up to the plate. He's wanting you to sacrifice yourself for the good of all mankind.
Forget it.
You can't do that.
Forget it. I'm not going to be the Pat Tillman of married guys.
You do it, sir.
I'm not going to get the friendly fire.
You take the lead.
Forget it. You go tell your wife to shove it. I'm not going to be the sacrificial guy.
Donnie, remind her about that doctor that was hitting on her all the time. What you had to live through with that.
What you had to win through. What sleep you lost.
Stop that. It's
gone through.
Hello, Don.
Not went through.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hey, you know, Don, you were ready to start a radio war just a couple of days ago over Frida. I mean, isn't that enough?
You know, guy's got a nice point.
Defended her honor a couple of times.
That's something you might want to use later on. You might want to throw that in there.
You think, how loud do you think I'll have to scream to get that through?
I hope you don't scream. I don't like it when you yell.
Well, it's only because I'm going to have to speak through many closed doors. Because I'm already imagining the scenario when I get home. It's like, hi, and she's going to be like, don't talk to me. And then she'll walk into a room, and the door will shut, and I'll open the door, and she'll go, well, stop following me. And then she'll go, another room, the door will shut, and then, you know. That's how it will be.
I used to be like that in my house.
And then,
you know what? Most of those doors, thin as paper.
Oh, here's the thing.
Go right through them, right, Rob? Through, like Superman.
One door closes, another door opens. That door that opens says absolute on it.
When you go, home, and she walks away from you and doesn't talk to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Like it's a great thing. Okay, like it's great living with this incredible front, like a warm front moving in from Florida of just tension. It, you know when it's been so humid that you go outside and you can't breathe?
Yes.
Yeah, it's real great. It's, you know what, when she does that to me, it's like being 1,000 degrees outside and I have no air conditioning.
Right.
So technically she's not talking to me, but it's hovering.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
I withdraw, but you have to admit, on the surface, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
It did.
You're a big talker. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
You and your wife.
My wife is the big talker. Talk.
Hello.
Yeah, my mother-in-law came to stay with us about 20 years ago. How long is your stay?
I guess about 20 years. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Mike, stop that now.
Sorry.
Mike? Listen,
I didn't do anything.
I know.
I didn't do anything. I'm just over here reacting. I'm doing what I do.
You have very expressive eyebrows.
I know. Hey, I'm just over here doing my thing.
Groucho.
Hey.
Big Groucho eyebrows.
Which way are we going? Huh?
Okay, now, we don't have time. Listen, when we come back, we'll hear stupid Kevin Federline.
Yeah. Federline, yeah.
Britney Spears. We will be right back.
Right.
Is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Let me guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let... No, but... You don't... Would you just... Let me... Give me... Let me give it... Let me give... You're not... Give me a...
Oh.
Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
Here we are.
Uh-huh.
Go to our website if you feel like it. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Got some nice coffee mugs on there.
Yeah. Look, it's Don and Mike Show.
And they're really good quality, too.
Yeah. It's real hard to break them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I was trying to get in touch with Bobby.
Don't try to break it, Mike. I wasn't being serious about that.
I was doing this before.
Are you going to deface it? What are you doing?
Listen.
Hey, do it with the music. There you go.
See what you can do is.
Yeah.
You can make your own music.
That's a coffee
cup. Done at my coffee mugs.
Hello.
It's not just a coffee cup.
No,
please. It's an instrument.
Please, it's not a coffee cup.
Hello.
I was holding for Robbie.
Hi. What are you holding?
I'm waiting on the phone to talk with Mr. Spiewak.
I'm right here.
sure you are, Mike.
Oh, no. Biking.
Okay,
you can play along. Suspend disbelief.
What do you want? What can we do for you?
The during the break before last, the German music.
German music.
Oh, I mean Rob's Nazi music?
Yeah, the song might be found objectionable by some. The title of that song is the Horst Wessel lead.
Who would know that? I mean, besides you and Rob.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, Rob didn't know it. What is it? Is it really nasty, horrible, anti-Semitic stuff?
Yeah, it's the archetypal Nazi song. Just whistling the tune of that in Germany can get a German put in jail for a year.
Wow. I'm only mimicking your breathing habits. How can that be
all right,
so?
Are you serious about that?
I'm serious as a heart attack. The name of the song is Die Fahne hoch, which means hold or raise.
Are you talking about the song that we played yesterday during when we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Don't play it.
No.
No, I'm not.
This was the one.
Rob gets it out.
I'm just curious if he got the name right. What did he call it?
Die Fahne hoch.
That's it.
And what is it? What's it about?
About 3 minutes.
It's about a guy who meets a girl, you know.
Stop it.
Right.
Well, the content of the song isn't that really that objectionable.
Come on, get to the point, sir. You're an academic, it sounds like. Please.